This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
Have you ever tried to leash your cat?
Yes, it doesn't work.
They lie on their backs and yowl. It doesn't work.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
You might be binge listening to a lot of podcasts lately and just catching up because, you know, you've relaxed and taken some time off of podcasts over the holidays maybe, or just leaned into something else like audiobooks or Netflix. So I'm here to tell you that there are more podcasts all the time. And AMI Audio originals dropping this week are The Blind Reality with Becky Czar, dropping tomorrow. We also have Kitchen Confession, a new episode dropping. That's the podcast with Mary Mammoliti, where she talks about food. On Wednesday, there's a new episode dropping. Accessing Art with Amy, a new episode is dropping on Thursday. So check out those three podcasts and catch up so you can get to the new episodes, because there's a lot of new content coming your way on AMI Audio. I'm Ramya Amuddin here with Danielle McLaughlin on a Monday edition of Kelly and Company, and it's time for our community report. On Mondays and Tuesdays, we like to kick off the second hour by visiting different parts of Canada and checking in with our community reporters on what's going on with disability news and events and happenings in their neck of the woods. And today, Julia Bennett is joining us from Vancouver. Julia, how's it going?
Great. Happy New Year to you guys.
Happy New Year to you. And in the...
Are we still saying Happy New Year?
That's what I said at the beginning of the show. Some people are like hearing the Happy New Year all day, every day from us.
Well, I think it's okay.
Well, here we are. Yeah, for sure.
But you did bring us tons of stuff to think about and take part in, and a lot of people are very excited because brand new year, brand new stuff. Blind Beginnings is doing something called Seeing Things Differently, and it's a youth support group. So can you tell us about this?
Yes. Well, so, you know, it's tough enough being a teenager, period. And if you have this extra thing in the mix where you can't see like your peers are at school, and you're basically isolated. Oftentimes, you're the only one dealing with these things in your sort of general surroundings. So these support groups aim to help. And, I would think just having somebody to talk to about what you're going through that knows can, you know, help ease that sense of isolation. And goodness knows there's enough to learn when you're a teenager that, you know, it's easy to learn when you're not in isolation. So this is an opportunity for youth to get together. It's moderated by Sean Marcellet of Blind Beginnings, who has certainly been there, done that. And they are running, and they're running for 8 weeks starting January 13th, so coming up really soon, 7:30 to 9 p.m. I should point out, if you're interested, please get in touch today because they have kind of said there's a cutoff date for registration. So get in there and see if you can be part of this.
I love getting to hear from Sean, or, you know, in these forums, workshops or presentations or anything like that, because I feel like Sean brings a lot of not just expertise and just like her years and years of working within the community, tapping into all kinds of resources and just bringing all that to the table. But really her experience is just so trusted, I find, within Vancouver in the low vision community, but also just beyond that area, because Sean is like just incredibly honest about everything she talks about and all the things that she has experienced in her own life, her challenges and some of the ways that she's overcome some of those challenges. So it really, like, every time I hear her name, I know that the event will go well, or that people will tune in and tap in, because she's great.
Yeah, and that openness is so important for other people that are sort of struggling to open up about what they're experiencing. So, I'm sure it will be fantastic. And, you know, check out there's a link for registration on the blog. And, of course, you can also just email Sean@blindbeginnings.ca.
That's great. And this starts on January 13th, is that right?
That's right. It's coming up. It's coming up. So 7:30 Pacific time, goes for 8 weeks, once a week. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's wonderful. Now tell us something about the Neil Squire Society Lunch and Learn.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say there's no such thing as a free lunch, but in this case, they are actually going to give you lunch if you come to this virtual lunch and learn. So, you know, the Neil Squire Society works with all kinds of folks in the disabled community, and they're actually also working with WorkBC to, you know, help get people back to work, or even to help people who are already working with, you know, barriers that they're experiencing to do their jobs and do them properly. So in this particular Lunch and Learn is kind of a hook to raise awareness to reach a broader community, because some people, you know, with chronic pain or maybe need a hearing aid might not identify as disabled, but they just need help. And these webinars happen every third Thursday of the month. And following the presentation, you get a $20 Skip the Dishes voucher via email. Oh. So this is just for BC residents only. Sorry, guys. The marketing manager, Nate Toews, is the one that will be, you know, facilitating these webinars, and they cover such topics as assistive technology, ergonomics, how to be comfortable while you're working, the different services that are out there, resources, funding options, community supports, and they even do some product demonstrations. So this is the one that I am talking about is coming up January the 20th. And it runs from 11:50 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific time. And again, it recurs. So it happens every third Thursday of the month. And, you know, these organizations often, they get their funding, but they don't get a lot of funding for marketing or telling people about it. So if anybody out there, you know, can make use of it, great. But also tell people about it. And tell them to look up Neil Squire Society and all of the things that they offer, because, you know, it's great to have the money to do stuff, but if people aren't, you know, calling about it, then that's not going to work.
Enough.
Yeah, most definitely. And some of these topics being covered are, I think, really great reminders or things to kind of just keep top of mind, especially in the last 2 years, anything to do with ergonomics and working mm-hmm. from home, or just being able to think about stuff like this without just tossing it aside like, yeah, we're still working from home. Yeah, my chair sucks.
That's right. My back is killing me, but I'm soldiering on, you know.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think I hope that people take advantage of this opportunity to get lots of information, but also get a free lunch. Why not?
Some of us.
I would.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You brought up this organization before, Community Recreation Initiative Society, Chris. There's something going on, Adaptive Adventures Adult. Is it Access Ski?
It's Adaptive Cross Country Ski, right?
Oh, I see.
So,
okay.
Yeah, sorry. And it is... Yeah, so, I mean, I don't know if you guys have been watching our weather news out here lately, but we had a real white Christmas, which was lovely. Yeah. You know, we've had a lot of snow. Even in Vancouver, we were digging out all holiday, which was great. I mean, we could burn off some of those cookies, right? but they do a fantastic job of getting people out in the snow at this time of year. So they do, you know, snowshoeing, they do hiking on trails, and they also do cross-country skiing. And they have all kinds of skis, sit skis, sleds, for all abilities. And it's just going to, you know, I just am so jealous because I would love to get out and do this more often, but it just somehow ends up being a little bit more difficult when you're in the middle of the city. But if you're in the Kelowna area, this is happening in West Kelowna at beautiful Telemark Nordic Ski Club. And it's happening January the 22nd from 1 p.m. to 2:30. And, yeah, you can contact admin at adaptiveadventures.ca. There's a phone number, too, on our blog, 250-979-3941. But, yeah, get out, get some fresh air, burn off the Christmas turkey and stuffing.
Right, exactly. So with the cross-country skiing, that's one of the newer things that they're doing, or, you know, like you said, weather permitting, oops. But it's, yeah. Chris in general is getting a lot of traction because of all the cool adaptive sports and recreation mm-hmm. things that they're doing with the community.
Yes, and they are serious about it because, I mean, even, you know, all year long, they're doing things, and it's biking, it's doing adventures in camping, it's doing hiking all year long, and they will even go on overnight trips with people. And also, they rent out equipment or loan it out, depending on what you need. And what's really cool is they'll deliver it to you. So, you know, it's just fantastic the way that they're kind of taking down barriers that you wouldn't necessarily think about, you know, getting the equipment to you, you know, it's just such a big thing for us. And, I give them all credit for the way that they operate. They are a fantastic organization.
Yeah. These kind of projects and, initiatives, I really like applaud so much because I think that it's very much not talked about, all these kind of things that some people might be able to do even solo, like going and camping just because they want to and they can. But when you have disabilities, there's just so much to think about, you know, mm-hmm. transportation, equipment, terrain, assistance, all kinds of stuff. So it's really a lot to take on. So that's awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much, Julia.
Yeah, my pleasure. Have a wonderful rest of your day, everybody.
Thanks. We'll talk to you next month.
Sounds good.
Julia Bennett is our community reporter in Vancouver. And as she mentioned, ami.ca/Kellyco is where you go for all the information about her report. After the break, we're going to check in with Easter Seals Ontario because they're marking 100 years of changing the world for kids with physical disabilities. We'll be back with that info on Kelly & Company.
You've been listening to Kelly & Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.